Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Dalid Omud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and in Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing up Simen Tov Reish Ayin Dalid, which we just started a little bit yesterday, and in Be'ezus Hashem, begin Simen Tov Reish Ayin Hei. So again, we'll begin on the very last line of Kuf Mem Gimel Omud Beis. We had started reading the Mechaber. We had said, Madlikin Ner Chanukah Miner Chanukah. You're allowed to light one Chanukah light from the other Chanukah light directly. So you could light on the second night, you could light the second Chanukah lit with the actual lit first Chanukah licht. However, now we go to new stuff. The Mechaber says, V'davko l'hadlik mizeh l'zeh below emtsoi. According to the Mechaber, you can only light directly candle number 2 from candle number 1, candle number 6 from candle number 5 without any intermediary. So you wouldn't be able to light a match, for example, or another candle that's a shamish from candle number 1 and then go light that shamish with candle number 1, and then with that shamish, then light candle number 2. That you can't do. Mishbur explains in Sivkot and Beis, the Ein Bozeh Bizui Mitzvah, Kivan Dishtehen, because you're lighting candle number 1 directly to candle number 2 without an intermediary in between, that's not considered a Bizoyin to the Mitzvah. That doesn't denigrate the Mitzvah. The Ein Bozeh Bizui Mitzvah. Why? Kivan Dishtehen Shel Mitzvah, because candle number 1 is Mitzvah, and it's lighting candle number 2 directly, which is a Mitzvah. If one of the candles were to go out, so ein lahadlika minu acherim afilu below emtsoi. However, let's say you lit the 6 candles on the 6th night, and then one of the candles gets blown out. So then you're not allowed to relight it with one of the other Chanukah licht. Afilu kovsa b'sol shir hazman. And even if this was in the 30-minute time, that's a mitzvah for it ideally to be lit, because the ein b'hadlakazu mitzvah meikar adin, because there is no Ikara did mitzvah over here in lighting it, because as we had already pointed out previously, the Kaimalon Kosa ain't Zokoklor, because if it does blow out, you're not Mechuyev to go and relight back. Even though we brought down, Mishnah Berurah said from many Achronim, that the Minhag gets to go and relight it, but that's still not an essence of the mitzvah. It's a beautiful idea to continue to do that, to relight it, but you're not Mechuyev to. Therefore, this would be bizarre in the mitzvah if you were to go take one of the actual Chanukah lift and light even one of the Chanukah lift that came out, but it's not a mitzvah that you relight it. And certainly not with an intermediary. And that's what the Mechaber now tells us. Avol, lahadlik mizeh l'zeh, ayidei ner shalchol, but to go light a shamish in between, or a match, or any other candle that is a chol candle, a vachendika candle that's not a mitzvah candle, so that would certainly be also. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Gimel that mitmei shenira kimivaze ner shal mitzvah. It looks like you're denigrating the mitzvah candle by lighting a non-mitzvah candle with it. You're lighting a vachendik candle, a weekday candle with it, a non-kedusha candle with it. Even though you're obviously lighting the shamish in order to go and light the next Chanukah licht, you're not allowed to do that. And even the shamish, which is considered certainly part of the general need of the Chanukah mitzvah, is still considered a ner shochol. And he says, we'll discuss this more finally in Sivkot and Zayin later in today's shir. The issue footnote number 2 does point out that im kovo echad min haneros kodim shishil es hadlokas kol haneros. If you're lighting, let's say, on the 6th night, the 6 candles, and you light candle number 3, and then before you finish lighting all 6 candles, candle number 3 blows out, so then you are allowed to relight it from one of the other Chanukah lichts, because that is the essence of the mitzvah of Mahadrim and Amahadrim. Shebishas hadloka tzorach shiu haneros lefi minyan hayamin. He says, furthermore, you're lighting in a windy area and it blows out. So we previously said, you have to go back, because it's as if you never lit it. If you put it in a menorah in a place, that the wind is definitely going to blow it out. However, we said, if you see it didn't light well, and it's going to definitely go out, that you are mechuyev to go back and light it. Whenever you're mechuyev to go back and light it, so then you would be able to light from one candle to the other, because that is the ikur mitzvah. The issue number 3 brings down, l'hadlik ner shlishi miner sheni, shishneyan midin hayidur. What about when you're not lighting the candle that's the mitzvah for that night, the first new candle, but on the third night, you're lighting the second candle to the third candle, so then histapeka beis levi is said in that situation, he's not sure, shitoch in shemutu, it might be permissible, even according to mandiyomer that normally holds that you're not allowed to light from a candle to a candle, as we'll see, that you would be allowed to do so, because they're both just a din of hiddur. And he says, v'ad din aidei emtsoi, and this would even be true even to light the shamish in between from the candle number 2 to number 3, according to this opinion. Kivin shekol zman shlo hidlik etzanei rashlishi, because until you light the third candle, adayin lo hiskayim din hiddur shel osa yom, because lighting two candles on the third night is not a hiddur mitzvah. It's only when you light the third candle. So therefore, the in kain haner sheni, the second candle doesn't have the status yet of being a mitzvah candle. Ain oner shel mitzvah called him shizlus haner hashlishi, and therefore it's possible that you'd be able to go and light it from the second to the third, or even from the second to the Shamish, intermediary candle, then to the third, according to this opinion. Finally, Dishuvah number 4 brings down the explanation that the Levush gives for this din is as follows. Shanira, kimavaze saner shel mitzvah. When you light an intermediary candle, even the Shamish, it looks like you're denigrating the mitzvah. Shanira, shenotel oro litash mishol. It looks like you're taking the light of that Hanukkah lift and using it for a mundane purpose. And again, even though it's clear that you're doing this for the purposes of then lighting the next Hanukkah candle to do a mitzvah when you're lighting the Shamash, and a koyodin said, not everybody's going to know this. And the Urach HaShulchan writes, should the yesh kan bizui mitzvah. So even for a short period of time, it's considered a bizui mitzvah. But then the Mechaber brings down an opinion that is in the name of the Bala Trumos, and he says it's also the Ran, and based upon the Gemara, where it says Shmuel holds like this, the Yeshma Tirin Gam Bozeh, there are those that permit you to light with an intermediary candle in between, from let's say candle number 1 to candle number 2, etc., with an intermediary Shamash in between. The Mishmur explains, Svi Relay, this opinion holds, the Kivin the Ose Kedei Lahadlik Taketh Mimenu Nesha Mitzvah. You're not lighting something else that never going to be used for Mitzvah. When you have to light, your Shamash went out, so you're taking one of the lit Hanukkah lift, you relight the Shamash from it, and then you immediately go light the last of the Hanukkah lift. It's obvious that keeping the Osek De Lahadlik Taketh Mimenu Nesha Mitzvah, Lav Buchlal Bizuyu. That's not considered Bizuyu. The issue, footnote number 5, adds, he says, when Shulchan Aruch writes, this din down stam lahachmir, he just brings this as a yesh matirim. So he points out an important rule. Normally, when the Shulchan Aruch brings down a stam din and then it writes a yesh omrim that is more makel, so then the Kaf HaChaim writes that normally the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is like the machmir stam opinion. Except b'shas hatchach hagadol, if there's a shas hatchach, then lahokil ki yesh omrim. He allows you to go be makel according to the yesh omrim opinion. That's the style of the Shulchan Aruch according to the Kaf HaChaim. However, he says, in regards to Ner Chanukah, he brings down the minhag is to be machmir like the Ramah, no matter what. Shlo lahalik Ner Chanukah, miner Chanukah, afilu shlo ideim tzoy. Not to light from one Chanukah lift to the other Chanukah lift directly. You shouldn't do that. The more machmir opinion of the Ramah, he says, is the way that we paskin over here. We continue back in the Mechaber when he writes, when you're allowed to yesh matir and gamzeh, that you're allowed to go light from one candle to the intermediary and then to the other candle, elam kenhu be'inyan sheyesh locho sheyichaba haner shochol, kolim sheyadlik ner acher shochanaka. If you're concerned that the ner shochol that you have is going to go out, then you wouldn't be allowed to go and do this. Okay, Mara now tells us, however, the Nagu Lahachmir Beneros Chanukah Shlo Lahalik Afilu Miner Liner. As we just pointed out, here we see it in the Ramah. His opinion is that we're Machmir not to light an intermediary from the Chanukah lich, but we don't even light one Chanukah lich to the other Chanukah lich. You don't light candle number 2, the candle number 3, even if it's directly. And the Mishmur brings down the Davka Beneros Chanukah. This is a specific din in regards to Neros Chanukah as opposed to Neros Shabbos. And Mitam Shabbavar Lakami, as we'll explain momentarily. He says, "Avo b'neiros achem shol mitzvah kigon shol Shabbos shol beis haknesses uchadome." But for other mitzvah candles like Shabbos or beis haknesses or yontif, madlikin miner liner. He brings down from the Dogum and Ravava that you would be allowed to light one Shabbos licht to the other Shabbos licht. The chen his can be sefer chemed Moshe. The chen who amadavar and sefer chemed Moshe says this is what the people do. The chen kosav b'chayodim. This is the opinion of chayodim as well. The chen mashmal el in simin kuf nun dalit sif yudalit, which deals with these halachos, the davka ner shel hedjot in madlikim miner shel beis haknesses, dealing with the candles of the shul, says you're not allowed to take the candle from the shul and light a ner shel hedjot. In other words, you want to take a candle home to your house, so you can't go bring your candle and light it from the shul candle and then take that flame home with you. That's not right. Avol ner miner, sorry, but one candle in the beis haknesses, the other candle in the beis haknesses, that's not a problem at all. Albeit, he brings down in Dir Shavu number 6, in Madlik Ner Shel Chol, in Ner Shel Beis HaKnesses, Letzorach Gadol, if you have a great need, so the Ramah there says you can be Mekel, Mishum Shadaz based in Masamakach, because the Shul candles were lit with the understanding that if there's a pressing need, you could use them. Now, the Mishnah continues, says, Lo Giyah Ramah Shom Klum Lahachmir. There, the Ramah doesn't mention anything about being Machmir like he does over here. And therefore, it's mashma the pshit delay. It's clear and obvious that was there less kind of minhag lahachmir. By shul candles, by Shabbos candles, there is no minhag to be machmir, as the Ramah is machmir over here by Neros Chanukah. Then he adds, "Vayin pirim agodim the ayidei ner shel chol ein kedai afilu bishar neros shel mitzvah." He says that this chumrah does apply even to these other situations. And we'll see in a moment what we will say more about that. Now, we continue in the Ramah, and the Ramah said, the reason why he doesn't light a light even miner l'ner without an emtsoi, the ikar mitzvah so eino l'ner echa, because technically you yotzei the mitzvah of Chanukah lift with just the first candle, and therefore vashar, when you're lighting from that first candle or any other candle to additional candles, eino l'mitzvah kokach, that's just the hider mitzvah, but it's not the essence of the mitzvah, and lochein ain't l'hadlik zeh mizeh, and therefore he brings out from the Gomos Maimonides and the Mordechai that one shouldn't do this. Mishabur Siv Kotten Vav tells us, Hainu, the Medina halosagi b'ner echad, because technically you yotzei Chanukah lift, the mitzvah, the Rabbanon of lighting Chanukah lift with a single candle. L'chol b'nei habayis, one candle for the entire house. Hechid esmuchen kulan l'shulchan echad, as long as all the people are living in that one house, so then that would be adequate. That would be perfectly good. And therefore, ulfize, hechod shnei bali batim, dor v'vaisecha, but if separate individuals, two separate households are living together under one roof, the medina, tzorech hadlok, is ner chanukah lo echad, then each one technically has to light their own chanukah lift, madlikin zemizeh, then they would be able to light one from the other. That's the Prima Godin's opinion. V'aymashu kusav d'leel, b'sov sif katan aleph. And we already discussed this a little bit earlier in Siv Katan Aleph. Now let's look at a couple of Dirshu footnotes. Dirshu foot number 70 brings down, Ukishamadik Bishar Yomin, when you're lighting on the other nights, he brings down Shaneh HaRishon Hu Ner HaYikari. The first candle is the essence of the mitzvah of Chanukah, and the other neros are Hidur mitzvah. And there furthermore, he says, V'ashagam B'ner Shabbos Me'ikar Adin Ein Chiyav El Ner Echabavad. Technically on Shabbos, the lighting of a single Shabbos candle fulfills the mitzvah, the rabbanon of lighting Shabbos candles. We light two because of Zohar v'Shomor, and people light additional candles for additional minhagim. Ha-hidr zeh lo muskar b'gemara. This hidr is not mentioned in the Gemara like the hidr of Chanukah is, and therefore, v'imkein, ma'atam shalo nogu l'achmer, shalo l'hadik miner l'ner, kemo b'ner Chanukah. He says, how come? By Shabbos, we're not ma'achmer, and by Chanukah, we are ma'achmer. So he brings up the Bir Alocha, Shitocha in Shum Yishum, Shekol Tosefes Or, Yesh Bo Yosef Shalom, Shalom Bayis. The Simcha Yisrael, he says, because on Shabbos, the purpose of the candles is for Shalom Bayis, so the more light you have, the more Shalom Bayis there will be, and more happiness there will be. And therefore, Kate, Nimsha Shakob Bechlal, only Shabbos, all of it is one mitzvah. That's the essence of the mitzvah, is having more than one light. The next one, the Nershul Mitzvah, therefore the second candle is automatically just an equal Nershul Mitzvah, like the first candle by Hilchot Shabbos. Yosef, Yeshev Neres Hidr Shulchanukah, that's more than Hidr Mitzvah Chanukah, where the second, third, and eighth candle on each of the respective nights is a Hidr Mitzvah, but it's not the essence of the Mitzvah. And the Bir Halacha concluded over there, Shetov Yeh Ner Meyuchad L'Hadlik Bo, as Kol Neres Shabbos. He does specify that it would be preferable by Hilchot Shabbos to do the same thing, to have a Shamish. When women light their Shabbos candles, they don't light one candle to the other candle to the other candle, but they take either a match or a Shabbos candle, a lighter of some sort, and they light all the candles individually, not one from the other. Dishavu number 8 brings down from Rav Kiva Eger that he asks the following shayla: Shari shekol echad madlik kimahadrin. Since everybody lights kimahadrin, and kavanah solo says bad lokas chaver, you're not really intending to fulfill your mitzvah of Chanukah with your friend. Imkein aner shekol echad hu ner shel ikra mitzvah. But each person lighting is really therefore fulfilling the mitzvah with his candle. So madua b'ofen zeh osra ramah lahadik miner l'ner. So why the ramah not allow you to do this in this situation? And this is the Rav Kiva Eger's question. And they want to suggest an answer. Shekivin shemi ikra din yochol echad liftoras asul madlochas chaver. Since technically you could be potter, so mishum kach nagu shlo lahadlik b'ofen zeh miner l'ner. Since you could be technically yotzei, so therefore we don't light miner l'ner even in this situation, even though technically both of them are neiros shel mitzvah. Yishuv Nun 9 brings down, according to the minhag of the Ramah, where you are machmir over here, he says the same din would apply. Shechmir shlo lahadlik ner shlishi miner sheinu chadoma. You wouldn't light the third candle from the second candle, even though they're both hidur mitzvah candles. And in the Sefer Likutei Chover Ben Chaim, he writes, shlochor yesh lahatil lahadlik ner shlishi misheinu. Technically, that shouldn't be a problem because they're both hidur candles and not pure mitzvah candles, as we already pointed out. Nevertheless, he brings down the name of the various achronim, Noagu lo'esu mishub lo'plug. We don't allow this because of lo'plug. Once the rule is that you don't light, according to Ramah, we don't light under any circumstance. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Zayin. We write, Kfar kosado shim nichba echod min haneros, ein lahadik midina min neros acheros. If a candle did go out, you shouldn't light it from the other candles. The kol shekein shim nichba shamis. And certainly if the shamis went out, shein lahadik min ner chanukah. You certainly can't light that from ner chanukah. Then he brings up for the Marshal, because of Marshal. In the shul, there is no difference between the candles. Even the shamish is called the near mitzvah in the shul. miner beis haknesses afilu min hashamish. And therefore, it's incorrect that people would send their servants to go and bring the light home from the shul candles. That's not right. The one exception, chutz miyotzei Shabbos, because there you need the light to get home safely, and therefore that is allowed. And the issue number 11 points out, this goes in accord with what the Ramad said previously, that under Shas Adchak, under standard circumstances, you can use the shul candles to do so. We continue in the Ramad says, this is only when the candles are lit for the purpose of the mitzvah, during the time period that they're being used for the mitzvah. After the candles have been lit for the half an hour, technically they're mutar b'hanah. And therefore, and then you would be allowed to go and use that light from the candles to light another light. Now, Mishbord Sivkon Ches explains, Lufi Mashakasan Lel and Simon Tofer Shayin Beis, the Ish Posum Shasovin, the Kozma Shadokim, also Ish Tamish Lauren, according to those opinions, say you're not allowed to use it even after the Shear of the Chatzi Shah. So then the same thing would apply over here. Who are then, the Ain Lahadik men, that you shouldn't go and light with them. We come walk them near it, the Ain Lahakim is there, Rakli Indian Lahadik men on Nero Shachol. However, he brings down the opinion is that you just have to be Machmir not to light Vachadik candles, but an Eishel Mitzvah, the Medina Mutra, Afilu B'Soch HaShir, that you were technically allowed to go light during the Shir, technically, Akoparim, Ein Lonu Lachmer, Achash of our Shir. There, you don't have to be Machmer after the Shir is over. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Yesh Mish Omer, Shener Shal Beis HaKnesses, Shal Shabbos, Shal Chanukah, Kulam, Shal Mitzvahim, Umut Lahadik Semizeh. Then he brings down an opinion, this is the Torah in the name of the Sefer HaTruma, that the candle of the Shul, Shal Shabbos, or Shal Chanukah, all of them are mitzvah candles and mutar lahadlik zemizeh. You could light one to the other. Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot and Tetz. Ayin Abir Agosha Kosa. The villain writes the Ladea Rishona Leel Simon Tofer Shayin Gimel Sif Aleph. We learned previously that Filu Tashmish Kedusha also Lishtamish Lener Chanukah. You're not even allowed to use the Tashmish Kedusha for the Ner Chanukah because of what time the reason was Sheino Dom Lehem the Kaim Lon Dumadlikim Ner Lener. And this is different. Why is that different? Sheno dem lahad the kaimalon the madlik miner l'ner that we allow the ner l'ner because there the hosam kulu neros chod the mitzvah they're all for one purpose. Masha'en kein lul mod to learn by them that's a mitzvah acheres v'neros kimavatel zuzu. Now you're saying I'm using it for learning. It's as if you're saying I'm not using it for chanukah and gam yinein osur. And therefore, in our situation as well, it would not be permissible according to that opinion. Ayn sev sechem and Moshe the daito gam kein the ein lahadik shar neros miner chanukah ayn sham. Therefore, he holds that you can't light any candles from other candles, not allowed at all. However, the Ramah says here, Hagah, Vadin, Ner Shel Talmud Torah, or Ner Lechola, and Ner other forms of Ner for Mitzvah, for learning Torah, or for a sick person, Hatzaruch Ner, who needs a Ner, Ubeinian Ner Shel Beis HaKnesses, Ayin Le'el Simen Kufn Andalit Sivyadal. These additional dinim are discussed over there. With this, we conclude this beautiful Simen Tofresh Ayin Dalit, and we'll start Tofresh Ayin Hey, which deals with the Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, the actual lighting of the candles, that's the Mitzvah, and not after you light it, to go place it in the proper place. That's not the mitzvah. The lighting it has to be in the right place. That's the mitzvah. Mechaber starts Sif Aleph. Hadlaka osa mitzvah lo anocha. Actual lighting of the Chanukah lift is what does the mitzvah, and not the placement of it down. Shemayisa munachas b'makoma shelo l'shem mitzvahs Chanukah. If it was in its place, not for the purpose of the mitzvahs Chanukah, madlik sham, and you light it there, ain't a tzarich lasira or lanicha l'shem mitzvahs Chanukah. Even though you didn't place it there originally for the mitzvah Chanukah, when you lit it there, that is the mitzvah Chanukah and you yotze. Mishabur and Sivkot and Aleph tells us, when we say the bracha, that is the performance of the mitzvah. Therefore, the same din applies by Shabbos and Yontif. In the Haggah and the Ramah over there. So, back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Hadlaka osa mitzvah lo anocha, as we just pointed out, Shim ha'isa munachas b'mokom shelo l'shem mitzvah Chanukah. Again, if somebody put it there, not for the shame of Chanukah, the licht was there, and then madlika shom, and he lights it there, l'shem Chanukah, eno tzarich lasir l'anicha l'shem mitzvah Chanukah. He doesn't have to pick it up and put it back down, because the lighting was done during the mitzvah. Okay, we just repeated that. Good. L'fikach, ashar sh'shreisa d'olekes kol hayom. Therefore, if you have a lantern that's lit all day long, sh'dlika me'er Shabbos l'mitzvah Chanukah, that you lit it on Erev Shabbos for the mitzvah Chanukah. L'motzi Shabbos, mechaba, you just have to put it out, u'madlika l'shem mitzvah, and you have to relight it again l'shem mitzvah. Can't just say, well, it's lit there already, and therefore we just keep on having it lit if the candle lasted a long period of time. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, so if just the placement there is doing the mitzvah, so then you'd have to put it out, and lift it up, and you'd have to place it there, mitzvah. No, that's not necessary. Since the light it does the mitzvah, even if you didn't put it there, it was already there. It's perfectly acceptable. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel says, "Ve'ainu moel mashed lika esmol shemitzvah." And of course, last night's lighting doesn't count for tonight. The chayom v'yoma milsa b'anpi nafshi. You have to light each night separately for its own mitzvah. And this is unlike in Tisha B'Av before, the opinion of the Shulchan Gibarim that says that all the lighting of Hanukkah is one mitzvah, and therefore one might have thought that if you lit for the first night and it's still lasting on the second night, you could be yotzei that way. You can't. With this, we conclude today's share.